The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Vermont Act 148, the Universal Recycling and Composting Law, doesn't sound sexy, but it is having a big impact on how Vermonters deal with their waste. This law has been phasing in mandatory recycling and composting for businesses and residences since 2014. By 2020, food scraps and organic waste will be banned from the landfill. This law has brought about a lot of discussion in the gardening world. Many folks, such as my wife Wendy and I, have been composting in bins and piles for years. There won't be any significant adjustment for us. But gardeners and residents, especially in towns and cities, are facing a bigger challenge. Obviously, the perfect solution would be for everyone to compost at home. But some residents are looking for other solutions for their kitchen scraps, garden, and landscape waste. One innovative option being discussed is community composting. Community composting is composting on a larger scale than you would in your own yard, but not as large as a commercial composting operation. We already are composting on larger scales in many places, such as schools and some businesses around the state. But we can do more. The idea is that communities set up composting operations where residents can drop off their food and garden waste at the site or even have curbside pickup. It's an idea worth discussing, and many nonprofit groups such as the Vermont Community Garden Network have set up forums this fall to talk about this issue. Check those out on the Vermont Garden Journal page at vpr.net. And now for this week's tip. It is composting time, and right now there's a lot of organic matter to use. To compost in bins, barrels, or contained piles, alternate layers of brown or carbon-rich materials with green or nitrogen-rich materials. Water each layer until you make a pile 4 to 5 feet tall and wide. Cover to protect it from rain, turn it after it heats up, and by next year, you should have some nice compost to use. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about horseradish. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.